Hey there, digital warriors. Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of technology and well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in, chasing notifications, and battling that just one more scroll monster? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and your brain feels like it's running on fumes? Welcome to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. This podcast is all about reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity in a world obsessed with digital distractions. We're going deep into the science behind screen addiction, uncovering the sneaky ways technology hijacks our brains, and most importantly, arming you with practical tools to break free. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care. In this day and age, it sounds about as realistic as finding a unicorn in your inbox. But trust me, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care even when your life feels like a digital pressure cooker. First up, recognize the dopamine drip. Ever notice how that little notification ping sends shivers of excitement down your spine? That's your brain craving dopamine, the feel-good chemical released every time you get a like, a comment, or even just a message. Think of it like your phone is a slot machine, and each notification is a tempting reward. It's designed to keep you hooked. Recognizing this cycle is the first step towards breaking free. Second, set boundaries, real ones. No more scrolling through social media in bed before sleep or checking emails at 2 a.m. Designate tech-free zones and times in your day, like during meals, walks, or even an hour before bedtime. Treat these boundaries like sacred appointments with yourself, non-negotiable time for recharging. Third, cultivate mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, not lost in the digital vortex. Try incorporating simple practices into your day, deep breathing exercises, mindful walking, or even just paying attention to the sensations of eating your lunch. These small acts can make a world of difference in grounding yourself and reducing the constant feeling of being pulled in a million directions. Fourth, we discover offline joys. Remember those hobbies you used to love? Reading, painting, playing an instrument, connecting with friends face to face. Make time for the things that bring you genuine joy outside the digital realm. Reconnect with your passions and remember that life is about more than just likes and shares. Finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't a race, it's a journey. There will be days when you slip up, get sucked into the scroll vortex, or find yourself reaching for your phone out of habit. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Let me share a quick story that might resonate with you. A few weeks ago, I was feeling super overwhelmed, deadlines, emails, social media, the whole shebang. I felt like a hamster on a wheel, running but getting nowhere. So, I decided to take a weekend trip to the mountains, unplugged and disconnected from everything digital. The fresh air, the sound of birds chirping, the silence, it was truly rejuvenating. It reminded me that sometimes the best way to recharge is to simply disconnect and reconnect with nature and ourselves. So remember these key takeaways. Recognize the dopamine drip, set boundaries, cultivate mindfulness, rediscover offline joys, and be kind to yourself. These are your weapons against digital burnout, your tools for reclaiming your time and energy, and ultimately your keys to a happier, more fulfilling life. Now go forth and conquer that digital detox. Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, leave a review if you loved it, or join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of mindful tech warriors here, ready to take back control and embrace a healthy relationship with technology. Until next time, keep shining bright, my digital friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.